Begin the current daven, Sechtes Menachos, daf Mem Dal. Begin on the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the discussion of this topic of this parak, which actually the name of the parak is Hatcheles, regarding the blue wool, which is regarding the halachas of tzitzis. So it says the Gemara, Torah Ma'un Nabraisa, Chilazin Zehu, this Chilazin, this snail-like fish creature, which is the source of Tcheles, so Gufay, its body, meaning the appearance of its color, is Daimeliyam, is similar to that of the sea. Uvriyasai, and the form of its structure, appears Daimeliyam, appears like a fish. Vaila, and it comes up either from the ground or onto the ground, Echad Shemeshana, once every 70 years. Uvedama, it's from its blood that we use to make the dye of Tcheles. Therefore, since it only comes up once every 70 years, so it's rare, dumb of Yikarma, so it's very expensive to get this dye of Tcheles. Now, Tanya Lin, the Braisa, Amr ibn Asna, says, Ein l'chol kol mitzvah kalash eksubeter, there's no light, lenient, easy mitzvah that's written in the Torah, she'ed matan schar ba'il mazeh, that it doesn't have its reward in this world, u'lo'il ma'boh, in the Idea Kama, it says, Reb Nasa, and for the world to come, I don't even know how much reward one would get, even for just a easy mitzvah. And he says, Tzei Ulamad Mitzvah Tzitzis, go out and learn from the mitzvah of Tzitzis, which is an easy mitzvah, it's just a, so to speak, a regular positive commandment. And Ma'isa Ba'adim Echad, so there was a story with a certain person, Shayazor B'mitzvah Tzitzis was very careful with the mitzvah of Tzitzis. Shama Sheyesh Zayna B'krach Hayam. So he heard that there was a harlot, a prostitute in the cities by the sea. So they tell us Dalmei Zuv Mischara that she took 400 golden coins for her price. Shigala Arba Mei Zuhuvim. So he had sent her prepaid 400 golden coins. B'kavalazman, and he set a time. K'shagiyazmanai, when the time came, Babu Yashval Pesel. He came, he sat by the entryway. And Nichnasa Shevchasa Vamala, so her maidservant came in and told her, the man who sent you the 400 golden coins, he's here and he's waiting by the doorway. So Amr Hishi, so she said, Yikanis, let him come in. So Nechnesi came in. She prepared for him 7 beds, 6 out of silver, and the 7th one of gold. Between every single bed, there was a ladder made out of silver. And the upper one was out of gold. Also, v'yashva gabel yoynik sherumah. So she went up and she sat on the top bed when she was naked. V'afhu ala leishav arm connected. And he also went up to sit opposite her, naked. Bo dal tzitzaisa v'tafchule alpanav. But his 4 tzitzis came and were slapping him on the face. The tzitzis strings that he was wearing was hitting him in the face. Nishmet v'yashav la gabekarka. So he slid down from the top bed and he sat on the floor. So she also slid down and sat down on the floor. Amrulay, she said to him, Gapashal Raimi, I swear by the life of the king who is the leader of Rome, or it's actually a term of her idol, I'm not going to leave you alone. I'm not going to leave you alone. Until you tell me, what flaw did you see in me? Amrulay, he said to her, Havayda, I swear by the service. I never saw such a beautiful woman as you. Ela mitzvah achas tzivano Hashem lekeinu. There's one mitzvah that Hashem our God commanded us. Betzitzis shema, its name is tzitzis. Uksivban, it says in it in Bamidbar, ani Hashem lekeichem, I'm Hashem your God. Shtei pam, it says it twice. In the last pasuk over there, vayivayemer, it says 2 times, ani Hashem lekeichem, one in the beginning of the pasuk, one at the end. What that's referring to, first of all, ani hu she'asa li para, I'm the one that's going to end up collecting retribution. Vani she'asa l'sham mischa, I'm also the one that's going to pay the reward. Achshav nidmo like kedal edmi, says now these 4 tzitzis appear to me like 4 witnesses. They're hitting me in the face. They're telling me, stop what you're doing. This is not appropriate. So Amaloi, so she said to him, Eini manachacha, I'm not going to leave you alone. Asher toimeli mashmecha, until you tell me, what's your name? Mashem ircha, what's the name of your city? Umashem rabacha, what's the name of your teacher? Umashem medrashcha, sha'atolamed by Torah, and what's the name of your study hall that you learn over the Torah? So Kasav and Asabiyad, he wrote it down for her and he gave a Torah in her hand. Amda v'chilka konachseha. So this woman got up. She split up all her properties. Shlish l'malchus, a third she gave to the government to allow her to convert, as we'll see. V'shlish l'anim, a third she gave to the poor. V'shlish n'atlbiyada, and a third of it she took in her hands. She took those proceeds. Chutz ma'isim atzois. The only thing she didn't sell were those bedspreads that she had laid out for this man, which she didn't sell, and she brought along with her, and as we're going to see, that was the reward for him in this world, for the great mitzvah of tzitzis. She came to the study hall of Reb Chiya. Amrlei, she said to him, Rebbe, teacher, tzivolai v'yasun negiyeres, command on me that they should make me into a convert. Amrlei, he said to Abiti, my daughter, shemei necha nasata be'echem en talmida, maybe you have laid eyes on one of the students and maybe you're doing ulterior motive that you're becoming a Jewess. So she took out the writing from her hands and she gave it to him and she told him the whole story that her intention of converting was for the sake of heaven, because she heard of it and she witnessed a great miracle of the severity of the commandments, that here the tzitzis were hitting him in the face saying, don't do this. And it was the tzitzis, that mitzvah, that was saving him. Amalah, so when he heard this, he said to her, L'chi zachi b'mekchich, go ahead and merit in your acquisition, meaning go ahead and convert and marry this man, because you are doing it for the sake of him. So says the Gemara, so those bedspreads that she had spread out for him in sin, now she was spreading out to him impermissible, because now she converted and she was his wife. That's reward of the mitzvah tzitzis in this world. Any day kama. In the world to come, I don't know how much. In this world, he got the most beautiful woman on the planet and he had these bedspreads. And that's just for an easy mitzvah, and that's in this world. In the world to come, says Rav Nosson, I don't even know how much the reward could be. Kedirian, the halachas of tzitzis, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, says, Tala she'ula, a borrowed cloak, kol shleishim yom petur min tzitzis, although it has four corners, but for 30 days, it's exempt from tzitzis. Mikan ve'elech ha'yeves, from that point on, then one is obligated. As we see, Tanim Hoch, we learned a similar halacha in regards to laws of mezuzah. Hadar b'pundiki b'Eretz Yisrael, if someone is living in an inn in Eretz Yisrael, then, or similar, v'asricha b'ayis b'chutz l'aretz, if someone's even renting a house, but it's in chutz l'aretz, so kol shleishim yom patur min mezuzah, for the first 30 days, he's exempt from mezuzah. Now the reason for that is, the way Rashi explains, is because maybe the renter is going to back out. So therefore it's not considered a full-fledged dwelling, just like it's not considered a full-fledged cloak, where if someone has it borrowed for 30 days, it's not considered full-fledged his. From that point onward, however, then he's going to be obligated. Now, that's all talk about in a hostel or an inn in Eretz Yisrael, or renting out of Eretz Yisrael for the first 30 days. That then is not considered full-fledged to be obligated. But if someone's renting a house in Eretz Yisrael, he has to put up a mezuzah immediately. Why? Mishum Yishab Eretz Yisrael, that's because of the concern of making sure that Eretz Yisrael is inhabited and dwelled in, because once he's going to put up a mezuzah, he's not going to be able to take it away anymore, even if he leaves, as the Gemara says about Metzik of Bezim and Alf. So therefore, he's not going to easily leave that apartment, and so he's going to stay there and be settled there in Eretz Yisrael, because he's going to have to go through the effort of getting another mezuzah wherever he goes to live now. And even if he does leave, someone else is going to quickly take that apartment because he's going to find the mezuzah already there on the doorway. So it's going to come out either way, Eretz is going to be inhabited. And therefore, although the halacha in other situations does not require it in the first 30 days, however, someone who's renting in Eretz Yisrael would have to put up mezuzah right away because of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Now the Gemara continues with the halacha, the Mishnah, talking about things which are not ma'akiv. In contrast to the previous parak about things that are ma'akiv and zezeh, we were talking about things that are not ma'akiv. You could have one without the other. So it said the Mishnah, Tefillah shel yad eina ma'akeves shel reish, that the hand tefillah is not ma'akiv the shel reish, and the shel reish is not ma'akiv the shel yad. Meaning, if you only have one and not the other, you could do that. Now, Amar Rav Chizda, however, he says, Loishanu ela sheyesh lo. This halacha was only said if someone has both the tefillah shel yad and the tefillah shel reish. And then, if he only puts on one of them, so he has fulfilled at least that mitzvah. Avol ein loy ma'akeves, but says Rav Chizda, but if he doesn't have the other one, then it actually is ma'akiv, and he can't fulfill his mitzvah with just one of the two. So Amalei, they said to him, Amarta, did you say such a thing? What does that mean? What do you mean to say if someone only has one of the mitzvahs, he can't do the other one too? Amalei said to them, Loi, no. Elamanda lesle tre mitzvahs. What do you think? I would hold that someone that doesn't have two mitzvahs, chad mitzvah, namalei le'evit, shouldn't even do one mitzvah? Of course. If you only have one, you'll do one. But that is the Gemara, so Mi'kara, so in the beginning when he said that it is ma'akiv myself, what did he hold? Initially he had said, if you only have one, you can't do one. The other one is ma'akiv. He only said, if you have both and you do one, then you've fulfilled. So, but he ultimately backed out and he said, no, of course you should do one mitzvah. But what do you mean initially when he said that? Says the Gemara, he held gzeirah shem yivsha. It was a rabbinic concern that people are being negligent. Because if we say it's not ma'akiv, so people are going to be lax and they're not going to go and buy the other one. So if he bought a tefillin shel yad, it's expensive to buy another tefillin shel reish. Okay, I fulfilled one mitzvah. So initially he said, no, you're not fulfilling anything. If you have both, okay, we'll say you fulfilled it because ultimately you have it, you'll put on the other one. But that's what initially he held, that if we're going to let him be fulfilling even if he doesn't have it, then he's not going to come to buy. Therefore he says you're not fulfilling anything, but of course he said no, of course. That's what he later retracted, and he said if you only have one, of course you do that mitzvah, because essentially they're different mitzvahs, and either one is not ma'akiv, even if you don't have the other one. Now, Amrav Sheshes, he says, Kol she'en manich tefillin, whoever does not put on tefillin, over b'shmoyne esse, violates 8 positive commandments. Either it means because there's 4 parishes in the tefillin, and in each one there's 2 positive commandments, of ukshartim lo'ez and v'hoyle tetafes. Or, another interpretation is, in parashas Kodesh, in parashas v'hoy kebiyacha, and v'hoy kebiyacha it says lo'ez, by both in parashas Kodesh and v'hoy kebiyacha. And additionally, at the end of the parashah, it says l'tetafes, that's 3. And the parashah Kriyishma says ugshartem and l'tetafes, and b'hayim b'shamay also says those 2, which makes for 7. And then it says v'samtem es devarei eila, which the Gemara in the Kohen Mitzvah Rabban of Lanzayin and Amnalf expounded, that's referring to the tefillin, that you should put it opposite the heart. So there's 8 references to the mitzvah of tefillin, and those are the 8 psukim that if one doesn't fulfill it, he's violating these 8 positive commandments. The chol she'en li tzitzis bebigdei, whoever does not have tzitzis on the corners of his garment, over b'chamisha asay, violates 5 positive commandments. It says v'asu they should make, v'nasun they should place, v'hayu it should be, re'isim they should see, gedilim taslach. That's 5 references to wearing tzitzis. V'chol koyin she'en oil l'duchen, any kohen does not go onto the platform to do birchas koyinim. Over b'gimel asay, violates 3 positive commandments. It says kaysav aruchu they should bless. Emelham they should say to them, that's 2. And says v'samur shemi they should place my name, that's 3. And kol she'en l'mezuzah b'pischa, whoever does not have a mezuzah in his doorway, over b'shnei asay violates 2 positive commandments. Uchsavtim says 2 times. Uchsavtim mezuzah b'secha uvishirecha. So that's 2 violations of 2 positive commandments. Vamer Shlakish, Rish Lakish said, Kol HaManicht, when whoever does put on tefillin, Marach Yomim, it lengthens his days, Shanem, like it says, the Pasuk in Yeshayah, as we continue to make days, Hashem Aleim, meaning, those who carry the name of Hashem in tefillin on them, meaning they're wearing tefillin, Yichru, they will live. Ulechol Behen Chai Yeruchin, whoever has in them the spirit of my life, Matachlimeini, and he will heal me, Bechayeni, he'll let me live. But you see something, Hashem Aleim, if the name of Hashem is on them in the tefillin, then Yichru, then they live. That creates Arichas Yom. I think we're going to continue with the next Mishnah, continuing the theme of Ein Ma'akv and things that are not Ma'akv each other. Haselis v'Hashemen, the flour and the oil of the Minchas Nesachim, those are the flour libations which are totally burnt on the Mizbeach, which those are generally brought with Karbanis. Ein Ma'akv Nesayayin, they're not Ma'akv the wine, which is also generally the Nesachayin is brought. These two, the Minchas Nesachim and the Yayin Nesachim, those are 2 types of libations that are brought together with Zvachim, with Karbanis. And the Nesachim, the Yain Nesachim, the wine libations are poured at the corner of the Mizbech by the Shisin. The Minchas Nesachim is burnt on the fires. But although they come together for Karbanis, that is if, let's say, they bring the wine without the flour and the oil, so then you could pour the wine, V'lo hayayin ma'akv, and the wine is not ma'akv then. Either one, you could have the Minchas Nesachim without the Yain Nesachim, you have the Nesach Hayayin without the Minchas Nesachim. Now, Hamatana Sha'al Mizbech Achitzin, the gifts that are in the outer Mizbeach, for example, the 4 gifts of blood of a Karmachatas, in Ma'akv Zuazu, they're not Ma'akv each other. Meaning, if you only do 1 spray of blood, then that's going to still be an atonement for the carbon, and the other 3 Hazais, the Zrikas, are not going to be Ma'akv, any one of those 4. Meaning, if you do 1, you fulfill that obligation. Now, continuing on a theme related to our Mishnah, Tarim Bang Unna Braisa, it says in the Pasuk Bamidbar, when it talks about these Minchas Nesachim and the Yayin Nesachim, of the karbanas that it comes with. So it says, Uminchasam biniskeim. So it talks about from the different types of karbanas and their flour libations and their wine libations. So what you see from the pasuk, says the Tanakam, is Havi mincha v'achkech havi nesachim. First you're bringing the minchas nesachim, and then you're bringing the wine libations, because it says, Uminchasam biniskeim. That's the order. Rabbi Yemi, he disagrees. He says, there's a pasuk in Vayikra that says, Zebach u'nesachim. You bring the carbon and its libations, which tells you, Havi zebach v'achkech havi nesachim. First you bring the carbon, and then the nesach hayayin, meaning right after the limbs. And then obviously after the nesachim is when you then bring the minchas nesachim. Now on that has to go more, but Rabbi Nami said minchas havi nesachim. What does he do that pasuk in Bamidbar that says first is the minchas nesachim and then the yayin nesachim? Says the Gemara, "Humi bayi leminchas of neskeim balayli." And these are for a different drasha to say that the minchas nesachim and the wine libations could be brought even at nighttime. Now, as Rashi points out, although the Gemara says, and Kremetz Rabbi the Chavav Mabez, that things which are generally brought at daytime have certain halachas, and the mentions of the Michas Nesachim, how could we say it's brought at nighttime? So the Gemara explains in Perek Yesh Karbanis, in Sechtes Tumur of the Dalam and Aleph, that it says it has to be during the daytime, are referring to Nesachim that come with the carbon. This that it says, as we're quoting over here, that could be coming at nighttime, is when the Nesachim are brought by themselves. For example, let's say when you brought the Zevach, the carbon, you brought it without Nesachim. At a later time, you bring the Nesachim by themselves, then it could even be brought at nighttime. And so too, Menchasim in this came, when it mentions their flour libations and the wine libations, it means Afilah Machar even the next day. Meaning, if you bring today the carbon, you could bring the Nesachim even tomorrow. But as Rashi points out, as long as it wasn't sanctified, that Menchas Nesachim, yesterday in a Kli Sharis, in the service vessel, because if it was sanctified, then actually it would be invalidated by being left overnight, as the Gemara says in Me'il Dav Tesam and Aleph, if you sanctified in the vessel, it already becomes vulnerable to become invalidated by being touched by Tfol Yoyim, or by Mechuz Kippurim, or by being left out overnight. So if it wasn't sanctified yet, then you could bring it even on the following day. That's what we learn from Menchas in the scheme. In other words, not saying the order over there, it's just teaching that they can be brought even by themselves by nighttime or a following day. But the Gemara asks, "Rabbanan amik sib zevach nesachim." What do they do with the pasuk of Rebbe? That sounds like carbon nesachim, and then only later mincha. But they say the minchas nesachim, and then the yain nesach. So that says the Gemara, "Humi boy leilik the ziri." They need that pasuk for a different drasha. Damazir, like Ziri said, "Ein nesachim." You don't have the libations that come with the carbon to be miskatch and to be sanctified. Ela b'shchitas hazevach, only with the slaughtering of the carbon. So as long as the carbon's not slaughtered, even if you designated those wine libations for this carbon, you could change it and designate it for another carbon. But after the slaughtering, then you cannot change it for another carbon. That's where we learn that from, that says zevach and nesachim, not to say that's the order, just to say that the nesachim are dependent on the zevach, on the slaughtering of the carbon. But that is the Gemara, but Rebbe Nami Bebaile like Ziri. But Rebbe also needs that pasach of zevach and nesachim to teach the law of Ziri. So he can't say that's the source for saying that the nesachim come before the mincha right after the zevach. And Rabbanan Nami Mebailu L'Menchasim, this came Balayla, Menchasim, this came Afilamachar. And they also need the Pasuk of Menchasim, this came not to say the order, because it's needed to say a different drasha that we said for Rebbe, that it's brought at nighttime or for the following day. So then what is the source for their Machlekes about which one comes first, the Mincha or the Nesachim? So El Rebbe says, the reason Rabbanan why they say that first the carbon, then the Mincha, then the Nesachim, is because there's a Pasuk that says Ayla U'Mincha, which sounds like after the Ayla, then right away you do the Mincha. That is the Gemara of Rebbe Nami Yuxev Ayla Mincha. But what does Rebbe do with that pasuk? It also sounds like the Ayla, then the Mincha, then the Yayin that's poured. How could he say that it's the Nesachim, then the Mincha? So the Rebbe says the Gemara as follows. Beboim im azevach, the kuliyam aloi pligi. When these are being brought, as we said, generally that's how it is, with the carbon, no one's going to disagree. The Mincha v'achach Nesachim. First is the carbon, then the mincha, then the nesachim. The haksiv oila mincha, because that's the pasuk that says the oila, then the mincha, and then obviously only after that come the wine libations. Ki pligi, when do they disagree? Beboin b'fnei atzmon, when they're brought by themselves. As we said, they could be brought by themselves. Rabbanan savi derbanahol medeboin im hazevach. From the fact that when they are brought with the carbon, it's mincha v'achkach nesachim has been brought from the pasuk, it's the mincha, then the nesachim. So b'fnei atzmon nami, so therefore even when they're brought by themselves, it's mincha v'achkach nesachim, it's the mincha, then the nesachim. But the Rebbe says, no. Hasam, over there when it's brought with the carbon, who the idea de asr b'achila, there is because since the mizbeach already started with consumption because it's consuming the limbs of the carbon, so gamala l'kula mislachili, so it concludes all the elements of consumption, what's being burned on the fire, which is the mincha. And then only later does it do the pouring of the libations of the wine, which is like the drinking of the mizbeach. B'fnei atzmon, when they're brought by themselves, and then you have to start now and choose which one should go first, the mincha or the nesachim. Nesachim adifi, actually the wine libations are better. Why? Held the mis'amr shir alayu, since the singing of Levim, as the Gemara says in Erech and Yeralf Menaf, is done on the pouring of the wine libations, so that gives it a more elevated status, and therefore he says first come the pouring of the wine, and then the mincha, whereas again the Rabbanan say that no, just like generally with the carbon, it's mincha, then the nesachim, so too over here it's going to be the mincha, then the nesachim. The Mishnah concluded by saying, Hamatanish al Mizbeach Achitzin, regarding the Matnas Dam on the outer Mizbeach, Eimak v'zuazu, they're not ma'akav each other, meaning even if you do just one Zrika, and you don't have the other three, which are generally supposed to be with the Karmachatas, it's still going to be valid, it's going to be the atonement. So, Tanbam, learn the Brice of the source for this, Minayin l'chalun tal Mizbeach Achitzin, where do we know that any blood gifts that are supposed to be brought on the outer altar that if you do it even with just one gift, it is really going to be the atonement. The blood of your sacrifices you should pour, you will pour on the altar of Hashem, your God. Pouring sounds like just one pouring, where spraying is different sprays, and therefore you see that even if you just pour, even if you do just one time, it's going to be valid on the Mizbeach Hashem Lekecha, on the outer altar, to provide an atonement. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, again continuing the theme about things that are not ma'akev zeze. Says the Mishnah, Haparim, the bulls, the Elam and the rams, Vakfasim and the lambs. Einon ma'akvin zeze. There are times when you bring many bulls, many rams, many lambs, that the Mishnah is saying, that the Namak, if you're supposed to bring a certain amount and you only have less, then you bring that, it's not all or nothing. Reb Shimon, he says, let's say they had many bulls, and they could bring, let's say, the quota of the bulls they're supposed to bring at certain times. But they only had a certain amount of money. And if they're going to bring all the bulls, they're not going to be able to bring the libations that are supposed to be brought with the bulls. So then says Reb Shimon, what they should do is, Yavi par echad v'nesachem. Rather than bring a lot of bulls with no libations, bring one bull with the libations, and don't bring all of them without libations. Now, the Gemara wants to qualify the halacha of our Mishnah and says, Hani parm v'kfasim v'heichas. We mentioned three categories, mentioned bulls, rams, and lambs. So first the Gemara asks, regarding the bulls and the lambs, the heicha, when are we bringing many bulls and lambs, that we're saying that if you bring only some of them, it's okay, it's not ma'ak of all of them. Ilim of the chag, if it's going to be on the Yom of Sukkos, which we bring many karbanos on Sukkos, can't be, because kimishpat m'ksibu, in the parasha of Sukkos, it says, like it's law, like it's laws, which that term, mishpat, sounds like it has to be exactly as it is, and it actually is all or nothing, and therefore it can't be referring to Sukkos, because there it is ma'ak of zezah. Eli rather says, the Gemara, it's talking about derish chaydish, on the first day of the new month, v'atzeres tuchma shebikudim. And regarding the Yom Tov of Shavuos, regarding the Karbanos Musafim that I mentioned in Sefer Bamidbar, where it actually talks about the Karbanos of Yom Tovim in different parashas, regarding those Karbanos that I mentioned regarding Rosh Chodesh and of Shavuos in Sefer Bamidbar regarding the Musafim, those lambs and bulls, although there's many that are brought, then Amakim says that even if you bring only some of them, it's going to be valid. Now that the Gemara continues to top of Heim and Alf, but Elam Deheicha. But then there's one more category that we mentioned in the Mishnah. Regarding the rams, where is that talking about? Idahanu, if it's referring to Rosh Chodesh and the Karbanos of Shavuos that are written in Sefer Bamidbar, but the problem with that is the Ailhu. However, there, the ram is only one in regards to the Rosh Chodesh and in regards to that it says regarding the Atzeres. So, and what are you going to say it's referring to? It can't be referring to what we thought it was, because that would only work regarding the lambs and the bulls, but not regarding the rams. And Idat Seres Teteres Kainim, and if you're going to say, okay, it's referring to the Yom Tov of Shavuos and its karbanos that are said in Sefer Vayikra and Parshas Emor, where there actually it mentions Elim Shenoyim, two rams, and that you should sacrifice them, and regarding the two breads that are brought, the Shtei Alechem and the seven lambs, etc., which, as we're going to explain, the two rams and all those other karbanos that are in Teres Kainim are not the same karbanos that are mentioned, although they could seem like the same ones, they're not the same karbanos that are mentioned in Sefer Bamidbar, as the Gemara is going to say later on. So that's what the Gemara is entertaining. So the rams, where do we have more than one ram that we're saying that all the rams in Amakiv can't be, like we said, regarding Rosh Chodesh, because there is only one ram. So maybe it's talking about the rams that are mentioned in Shavuos in Sefer Vayikra, but the problem with that is Havayik Zibbu. There it says Yiyu Oila, like it says Vayikra Chav Gimel, and Havaya, it means that it has to be as it is, which is that it is Ma'akim. So how do we understand what the case of the Mishnah is talking about? So it says the Gemara, Lo'ilam that says the Torah Kainim. The truth is, it's talking about the Yom Tov of Shavuos and its Karbanos that are mentioned in Sefer Vayikra. Ma'akim, and this is what it's saying. You're right. In those themselves, they are Ma'akim. But it's saying, Lo'ilam, when it's saying that the rams are not Ma'akim Zeh, it means Lo'ilam the Torah Kainim. That it's not going to be that regarding the rams that I mentioned in the Sefer Vayikra, which those rams are brought together with the Shtei Alechem, like it says, V'kraftim al Alechem, they're not ma'akvi le'ileil d'chum ha'shabikudim. They're not ma'akvi the rams that come on Shavuos, that I mentioned in the Sefer Bamidbar, that they're actually brought for different reasons. They're not brought because of the Shtei Alechem, they're brought because every Yom Tov has musafin that are added on. And therefore, although these are the rams that are all brought on Shavuos, they're different rams, and therefore, although the rams of Sefer Vayikra are ma'akev, because it says Havaya, But they're not makif the ones that are brought in Shavuos that I mentioned in Parsha in Sefer Bamidbar, which are Musafim. And neither are the ones that I mentioned in Sefer Bamidbar, makif, and the ones that come in Sefer Vayikra. So therefore, if you even only bring those in Sefer Vayikra, you'll be yaitz even though you don't bring those that are mentioned in Bamidbar. And if you bring the ones in Bamidbar, not makif the ones that are mentioned in Vayikra. But on that is the Gemara, Elaparim. But then regarding, we said three categories. We said bulls, we said rams, and lambs. But regarding the bulls, there, it's even in those that are in the same category. We said that they're not ma'akiv, meaning even those that are in what's called Chumash HaPikudim, in the Musaf, in Bamidbar. Ve'elim, regarding the rams, however, da'hacha hu d'lay ma'akvi, you're saying only from Bamidbar and Vayikra that those are not ma'akiv each other. But in the ma'akvi, but it's coming out the way you're saying it, that by rams, you explain that there, you're only saying that da'hacha, in Teres Kain, Mechub, Mesha, Bekudim, they're not ma'akiv each other, because they're not written near each other. But those that are written by each other, for example, those two that I mentioned, Teres Kainim, they're saying they are ma'akiv. But regarding the bulls and the lambs, even those that are in the same parsha, like in Chum, Mesha, Bekudim, they are ma'akiv each other. They're not ma'akiv each other. So how can you explain that discrepancy? Says the Gemara, Tani, Mili, Milik, Tani. The Tana of the Mishnah is saying different things. In other words, although they seem to be saying the same idea, Parm, Eil, Mekvasim, they're actually different. Regarding Parm and Kvasim, it's even those that I mentioned in the same parasha, like in the Masafin in Sefer Bamidbar. But regarding the Elam, you're right, there it's different. Because where do we have Elam? In Mechumash Bekudim, we only have one aisle. And Rish Chodesh only have one aisle. So where would we have Elam? You have in Sefer Vayikra. But in Sefer Vayikra, they're actually the Armachim, because it says Avaya. What does it mean, Elam and Armachim and Zazah? It means on Shavuos, when you bring many rams, they are the rams that are brought with the Shtei Alechem and Sefer Vayikra. They are the rams that are mentioned in Sefer Bamidbar, they are brought because of Musafim. Those Elam and Armachim, the other Elam, and those are mentioned in different categories, although by Parim and Kvasim, it's mentioning in the same category, and it's not a difficulty. The Tana could be mentioning different ideas, even though they're mentioned in one order, and therefore they have different ideas, but they're all the same idea of Eim Ma'akiv and Zazah, that the Nakim Ma'akiv, the other ones, even if you don't bring all of them, it will still fulfill the obligation.